We recently completed a study that looked at how the addition of the positive rental trade line impacts residents living in subsidized housing. We took a subset of the data in Rent Bureau, about 20,000 leases, and simulated the addition of these leases to the Experian credit file. All the leases in the study received housing subsidies and exhibited positive lease payment behavior. For purposes of our study, we used VantageScore, a risk model that was developed by the three major credit bureaus. In our analysis, we looked at the impact of the positive rental trade line on the thickness of the credit file, as measured by the number of trade lines on file, the migration of consumers across risk segments, the impact specifically to the no-hit or the no-credit file population, and the overall credit score change of the study participants. I'll take you through a few of the key findings from the study. We'll first take a look at the impact on credit file thickness. For example, prior to the addition of the rental trade line, 11% of the study population did not have a credit file and did not have a credit score. After the addition of the rental trade line, 100% of these individuals had a credit file and became scorable using VantageScore. The rental trade line impact on credit file thickness is very compelling. A more diverse credit file can signal to a lender that a consumer can manage multiple obligations, leading to increased access to credit at better terms. We next looked at the risk segment migration of the participants in the study. Specifically, we were interested to see how adding the rental trade line impacted the number of consumers in the subprime, non-prime, and prime categories. Subprime is defined as a score from 300 to 600, non-prime is defined as 601 to 660, and prime is a broad category with a score range of 661 to 850. Those residents considered subprime prior to the addition of the rental trade line were particularly impacted. The number of residents in the subprime category decreased 19% with the rental trade line. The number of consumers considered non-prime nearly doubled, and the number considered prime increased by 24%. Overall, 15% of the study participants moved to the non-prime or prime risk segments. It goes without saying that moving from subprime to non-prime or even to prime yields opportunities for more credit at better terms. And credit begets credit, as the addition of the rental trade line enables these individuals to continue building credit history and a more robust credit file. We also looked at the overall credit score change of individuals with the simulated rental trade line on file. 95% of study participants experienced a score increase or no score change after the addition of the rental trade line. The overall average score change for those previously scorable was an increase of 29 points. And just to reiterate, these impacts are through the addition of the positive rental trade line, a significant obligation that these consumers are actually paying responsibly month after month.